You're with SBS Radio.
Relationships between China and Australia have been defined by experts as at an all-time low, and the understanding between the cultures have been negatively affected. But this hasn't always been the case, with many Aboriginal people having their own Chinese heritage. In fact, since before settlement, Chinese people migrated to Australia to set up business and work in mining, and they formed strong and meaningful relationships with Indigenous Australians across their nation. Many of these relationships have been forgotten throughout the centuries, but that ancient connection still exists and new ones have been created. For example, through the language of arts and friendship. And starting from there, a new project aims at rediscovering the lost family and personal connection between Chinese and Australian Indigenous peoples. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV podcast.
So there's another one story we should be people should be aware of, which is the Aboriginal Chinese in Australia. Which is I'm working on the project, which is called Aboriginal Chinese in Australia. We call the title called Coming Together, and I have been preparing for this for more than 10 years.
You just heard there from Chinese artist Zhou Xiaoping, who is promoting a new cultural project called Coming Together. It is a project many years in the making and is all about Aboriginal Australians looking for their Chinese ancestry. A project that was inspired to Zhou by personal experience and a special connection with another fellow artist from Australia.
Jimmy Parker, that was the exhibition we had in the National Gallery in China. That before that, we met probably early 90s, and at first time in the room, and then we become really good friends. And then you know, often I went to the Kimberley, and he took me around to in the bush. So then we did quite a lot of work. But that, you know, that becomes, you know, as first of all, we become a very good friend, and then because both of us, you know, are artists, of course, so you know, always have to do some drawings. And one stage, he took me to the Fitzroy Crossing, so we live under the tree, you know, for quite a bit of time. Actually, it's quite a, I think there's 1 or 2, maybe 3 weeks actually at that time. And then he showed me around, and then we did quite a lot of work. And after, you know, all the work finished, then I thought we should have some exhibition. I took him to China, and then we showed in the National Gallery of China in Beijing. Well, I should mention down here, people talking about Jimmy Parker, that he was the first original artist, you know, showing in China. Or in other words, we can say the first exhibition in China by Aboriginal, you know, artists.
And there were many special times shared spent between Zhou and the late Uncle Jimmy Pike, both here in Australia but also in China, working on creative projects. And as you heard, Uncle Jimmy Pike was the first Aboriginal person to exhibit in China.
Oh, we get on very, very well. We do like each other. You know, I like his drawings and what he did. And also he told me a lot of stories about the paintings, behind the painting, you know, the story from the area and from his country. And also he told me a lot life, you know, just living experiences, how to live in the bush, you know, all this, you know. So I learned quite a lot from him. And also, at some time, he's very interested in my culture, which is where I came from, you know, originally come from China. And Yeah, he asking a lot of questions about the how to draw, and also to look at the things in a different way. You know, because for Aboriginal people, many times they look at like a bird's view, you know, from top to bottom. But of course, Jimmy is very different because he can draw, you know, a lot of things. I'll just give you a very simple example. When we went to the China together, and I took him to Yellow Mountain, which is where I came from. This beautiful mountain is high, very, very beautiful. And after the trip, he did a painting, and that painting is about the mountains. And the mountains, not just we say, or the stand up, or, you know, like a 3D, the mountain, you can see as we look at. But he did the drawing, the mountains are all falling down, you know, falling down. It's all in the, which means the way he looked at it is very different. And also the airport, you know, in Hong Kong airport, or the plants, you know. So all the very, very interesting to me. I thought it's great. You know, our relationship is really great. That's why we have two drawing exhibitions in China. There's 1993 and 1995.
Josiah Ping had a strong brotherly bond with the late Aboriginal artist Jimmy Pike, and Joe is now inspired to work on a new cultural project called Coming Together. It is a new project many years in the making and is all about Aboriginal Australians trying to find their Chinese ancestry. And Joe says it's an important chapter in Australian history that should not be forgotten.
And also, there's another one story we should be people should be aware of, which is the Aboriginal Chinese in Australia. Which is I'm working on a project, which is called Aboriginal Chinese in Australia. We call the title called "They're Coming Together," and I have been preparing for this for more than 10 years. Yeah, in the 25 years ago, my first time in the which is I'm working on a project, which is called Aboriginal Chinese in Australia. We call the title called "They're Coming Together." And I have been preparing for this for more than 10 years.
Wow.
And yeah, in the 25 years ago, my first time in the Kimberley, which is the Bogo Aboriginal community, near Bogo Aboriginal community, the camp or the out station called China Garden. And yeah. So okay. That was about 25 years ago, I met this, you know, group of Aboriginal Chinese people. When we met, We just get very, very excited, you know, just because we look the same. I look at them and they look at me and we just shock it and we say, how can we meet here? So then since then, I started very, very interested to investigate that and also, you know, preparing to do something. And from the last 10 years, I have been really, really spending lots of time to preparing and to investigate, gathering all the materials. Now, the project that we call Coming Together is officially started, you know, to investigate all the, you know, the families' histories from North Queensland, and the Kimberleys or Broons. You know, it's a lot of place. It's a national project. So I hope everyone who's, you know, interested, you know, like you, you know, should be, I mean, if you like, you know, come and join to our project and let people know this is another chapter of the history in Australia history. So we should not be forget about.
Josiah Ping has already lined up times with Aboriginal Chinese people to try and help find their family history, and is also on the search for Aboriginal people with Chinese heritage to take part in this important research project, never been done before in Australia.
Aboriginal families from Queensland, they're just waiting for me to go over to do something or to interview, you know, to talk to them. And this is another thing I want to do is try to help the people to found their father's side in China, because they all know, oh, that's my father or grandfather is Chinese and R-G-I-K, you know. But where they come from, what is the more information, you know, they don't know any. So that is my, this is investigating about, the project is about, so to help them to find the roots in China. And also we're going to tell, particularly in the NATO week today, you know, I always tell another, I think SBS Chinese program, I'll tell the Chinese people, say that, I mean, don't forget about this Australia history, not just the time from the Captain Cook. Right, we should. This is a long history in Australia and a very, very rich history. And there is a lot of Chinese Aboriginal people here. You know, so we need to remember and also aware of to, you know, pay more attention and understanding this country and this history and pay more respect.
The research currently being undertaken for people of Aboriginal and Chinese heritage will be collated, and then all the information discovered will then be put on display into an exhibition, a publication produced, and a documentary production.
So I have all the contacts from previous, all the contacts, and then I contacted a lot of people, then they forward to me all the information. For instance, like Peter Yu, he's the Aboriginal Chinese, now he's in Canberra, and he's from the Broome, you know, he's, and Alex Wright, right, she bases now in Melbourne, but also from the Queensland. So they're all Aboriginal Chinese, and they told me lots of stories. I take it from that, just, you know, we say it's that point. And also other contacts. And after that, so I have all the to follow up. And I have my team, which is the research team. You know, they're all, they include academic and the scholars, you know, some professors, you know, they're all some, you know, historical writers. And they come together. Then we go face to face and interview all these families and the people, right? And also recording. To do maybe some documentary and put, you know, then after that, then we have to make a publication, you know, get all the papers together. And then after we're going to do all this research will be done, and then we have a bigger exhibition. So we're going to put all the together research and coming together, collect all the artifacts and some statements, you know, like a marriage certificate, that's the biggest, you know, obviously, whoever, you know, all the kind of things all together. And also going to invite some Aboriginal Chinese artists to curate new work, new paintings, you know, all work. Yeah, so this is all coming together for the big exhibition. You know, I will say this is all going to looking for a home for the permanent display in somewhere at the museums or somewhere.
Professor Jing Han is the director of the Australia-China Institute for Arts and Culture at Western Sydney University. And Jing Han is impressed and inspired by the extraordinary work being done by Zhou Xieping with the Aboriginal community. Zhou's relationship with Aboriginal people first started a few decades back when he found himself lost in the bush out back near Uluru and was rescued by local Aboriginal people.
I think, first of all, a couple of things. The first is he's a fascination. He's a fascination with Indigenous art and people, life and the history and the culture. And, you know, he came from China 1988 for his solo exhibition. He was well-established Chinese artist by the time he came here. And then he just incidentally had a trip to Alice Springs. And on his way to Uluru, he got lost and he was rescued by three Aboriginal boys, you know, on a very scorching day. And then the Aboriginal people warmly received him, telling him how lucky, miraculously, really, that he was rescued. And then he sort of instantly had a click with the indigenous people and their art, the way that they live their life. The free spirit is always inspiring to him, and kind of compared with capitalist, materialistic life. Indigenous people on their Arnhem land, on their own land, they live, they pursue a very simple life. And then their connection with the land, it's just that inspired him a lot. That's first thing about him. And second thing about him is his courage. Because he's an established artist already, you know, he could just go on to do his art. But instead, he sort of start from the beginning and start seriously learning and learning about Aboriginal art, Aboriginal culture, Aboriginal lifestyle. That, you know, would have taken many years, and which he had. He had it taken him 30 years on and off, going there and visiting them and living with them and also inviting them to stay with him. So the close relationship connections with Aboriginal people were just incredible and extraordinary.
Professor Jing Hung says there are a lot of similarities between Aboriginal and Chinese cultures, and says Indigenous culture is very much alive and well in this modern world.
I think, again, it's really telling the world, you know, Aboriginal art is very much there and live, vibrant. And in Aboriginal people, they live very live and vibrant lives as well. So I think that's really great message to the world, because people also tend to think, oh, they are very exclusively there somewhere. We don't, it's beyond our access. That's not true, you know. So as I mentioned in Melissa's book and other writers' book, they're very much among us, you know. So, and I think that is quite important for people to realize they have a great heritage, but in the meantime, they are living in this contemporary world. Keep living, so it's most important. And so for people to realize the traditions are living on and ongoing.
Jin Hung says there is much to be discovered and is hoping this research being done by Zhou Xiaoping will be enlightening to Australian history.
Indeed, and I think there will be a lot that to be discovered, because many people assume, you know, the Australians started with the white settlement. That's actually not true. So there were a lot of activities, a lot of, interactions between Indigenous people and other people, including Chinese as well. So I think that those discoveries will be really enlightening to contemporary people and also to history.
And this is it for this episode of our podcast series. Thank you to our guest today, Professor Jing Han. She is the director of the Australia-China Institute for Arts and Culture at Western Sydney University, and artist and researcher Zhou Xiaoping. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV podcast. And you can listen to our other NITV podcasts, Take It Black and Ballin' Out. And you can listen just by going to where you get your podcasts.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.